I was just wondering how the flight is going since the first day I was mentioning this flight, this aeroplane we are in. So I was wondering how is it going? Someone came today and said, like, came to me and said, like, among other things, said, but why do we meditate? And I thought, I think it's a good question in this context, especially. It's a good question. But also I thought, well, I didn't register for this retreat, so the people who register should have the answer, no? So, no, I'm not the right person to ask, I felt. But I really felt the beauty or the importance of the question. And also, how it is impossible, like a wrong answer. You know, like if you feel, why do I meditate? And feel like really like to find peace within, and this is wonderful. Like to be less upset with my mom, this is also good, if this is the case. Like to be less jealous. To gain more confidence, so I will get a better job, if there is any job. There is none in Spain, so maybe it's similar in other places. So, why do we meditate? Sometimes, as we start this adventure of meditation, we have this question, no? That's why we get into the adventure. But somehow the question fades away and we're still meditating, no? So then it becomes a little tricky, I would say. Because one thing that could happen is that the question fades away because in the trying to meditate, we fall in love with meditation and then who cares, no? Why? I just meditate, no? Why not? No? This can happen. But also can happen that other way, no? Forgot why, and I just keep going because now this is my world and my neighbor seems to be doing better than me. Even though I don't know why, no? You know, even what better would be, you know, what is better than. So in this case, it's very important to go to the doctor, like very important to turn the eyes in, like not like not in like this, like looking within and really connecting with this, again with this stream or string, whatever. That brought you here. And really checking this string, because probably it goes very, very far back, like even before being aware of wanting to meditate. So many times is spoken about the effort, the non-effort, like especially around this mountain, like so much effort talking about this, no? About the non-effort, no? So to really, I feel like to really honor our own heart, we can trust and we can allow ourselves to feel this feveriness, the fever, how to say, the... Feveriness?
Feverishness.
Very good, yes. Like this. I cannot repeat, but it's exactly like this. The fever. You know, easier. The fire, no? That really puts me in this situation of being like 9 days without coffee. Fever needs to be there for something, no? Whatever, but 9 days without coffee must be a reason behind. No? Really, something needs to be really pulling us or pushing us, like strong enough that we say yes. No? And smile with this yes. And it feels that sometimes we don't honor enough this fever or this pull. Like we can speak about non-effort if we want, but it's very important to find this longing within. I feel without finding this longing within, there is no next chapter. So the next chapter begins with this longing within. We cannot jump into the nothingness. We may fall into the nothingness, no? By accident. We might be dropped into the nothingness. But this importance of finding our own string, no? And how powerful that is. So many times this question arises, no? Like, oh, so is about sitting or about lying down or about sleeping or non-sleeping? And no, it's like this or upside down or other way around. So if we can say that this, like, really, really, really about sleeping and really, really, really about being connected, But the problem is that when we say this, if we think this crazy thing, like fully relaxed, fully resting, and fully awake, like in our minds, like there is a short circuit, like this doesn't go together. But if we start to chew enough, or if we start to spend enough time with this longing, we start discovering, like we give space for that longing to be, that fieriness to be, we start discovering that we can go below that, where this longing becomes kind of vibration, and where it can be, like that vibration can be there at the same time that we are completely relaxed. Like if you, I don't know, like if you remember, you, I guess some point you try these games, like Tetris and Super Mario Bros. And these things. Like in the beginning, the fingers are stuck, no? It's not, like whatever you have to catch goes faster than the fingers, no? It's not possible. You see any kid doing it and it feels like maybe next life I manage. Like, but now my fingers, like, I don't follow that fast. So somehow this spending time just like playing with the fingers, no? Just spending time in that space, like we start to feel this like more subtle way of fully being there, no? This more subtle way of being in touch with the fire. And as we allow this to be, it starts to feel that it's even like below my own force, or deeper than my own force. First is my fire, my thirst. And slowly, slowly we start to see, well, but mine, but where is it coming from? From my knee, from my belly, from my throat? And there is no, like, oh, but no, so where? No? And then this, trusting this, like, pool that has no beginning on me, then like it feels really like much, much wider. It's like not having any more only my mind to figure out my life, no? Imagine, like, to figure out my life with my mind is such a headache, you know? I don't know if you spend time doing that, but I remember spending time making lists, like, shall I do this or that, or this long lists, no? So feeling that vibration, like, that has no beginning in me, brings, like, a huge, like, possibility. And things are still moving, no? Like, transformation is happening. Life is happening. So please, please, I forgot in the beginning, but please, if there is any question, anything that wants to pop, like, this is also time for that, really. And also, if you don't understand some word, like, I don't understand some of my own words, so I will understand if you don't understand. So in this connecting to the stream, of course, like, it's such a unique taste that when we really honestly connect with that within, there is no hope of copying anymore. Like, I used to go to all the exams with this one hope, to be able to have a good neighbor. So when you ask, really, like, when you find your own voice, your own vibration, this hope of wanting to steal or to copy, like, disappears, like, fades away, like, it's no need anymore. And it sounds good, I hope it sounds good, but what it actually means is that we are left to find our own way. And this is best news and also big tragedy, we can say, like, it's best news, but also big tragedy in the sense that we will not be able to disengage anymore. Like, the words from other people will not feed me much anymore. And it also means that we enter a world that is not static. And I think this is one of the most difficult things for us, mind people. Because somehow we come to meditation and we hope to find someone or some school or some book, something that finally tells us what to do. Okay, yeah, this is very beautiful, but just tell me what to do. I'm happy to pay the fee, but tell me what to do. And exactly this aliveness I'm speaking about, like, it is impossible for anything to tell you what to do. Plus, probably, very much probably, madame, it will really not be like, it will not be static, like, it will not be this one highway, you know, like you just and go. Or in the States, you don't even put the fifth gear, you just go. And this is what is so precious. This being alive with life. And giving a chance to this intuition that sometimes seems crazy. I can say I found myself doing things that I promised I never would do before. Or that I looked like these people, like doing mantras all the time. Or these people singing, or, you know. So, what is this that comes from within? That somehow we are asked to just follow that. And the best news to me is that it cannot be wrong. We may spend more time in that one technique or one practice. We may spend less time. But this leads to another form and another form. So back in the aeroplane, there is this funny thing. I mean, I find it very funny. This, you know, they tell us everything you should do in case this and in case that. And of course, up to now, I was just, you know, reading the news or magazine or whatever. But it happens that, like when you travel with a baby, they come to you, they are trained, like the people working in the airplane, they are trained and they have to, I understand. They come to you, really looking your eyes, and you are there trapped with the baby. And it's my duty to tell you that this, like, in case of pressure drop in the cabin, you know, of course this oxygen mask will pop up. Tell me how, if the aeroplane is freaking out, but this will pop up, out, up, whatever, and then you have to, of course, first you put on yourself and then on the baby. So it's really hard for me not to laugh. Because so many things, no, to laugh about. Like first is, well, if it's a pressure drop, like, I mean, if the airplane is freaking out, how the system will know to pop up the oxygen mask? And then, like, what can I say? I mean, it will go against nature to put this mask in case it comes, first to me and then to my child. So, and in that moment, I think only thing that counts is nature. So probably No matter how many times this guy tells me, I will do what nature tells me. So, but anyway, the point is this. Like, what I hear is when the guy says, okay, in case of drop pressure, I just feel, yes, I will die. So what? And then the aeroplane, right? Like, is actually very relaxing. So of course we didn't put this in the registration form, but in a way, like honestly, like a crash needs to be. And we will die. There is no oxygen mask here. So if this from within like just says like so what? Then we can really enjoy. Any questions so far?
When you die and crash in this airplane, what do you do with the body?
The body?
The dead body.
Because, like, dead body I never found in this aeroplane. Because life always wins in this aeroplane, so it takes care of everything. Yeah.
Like the feeling of not succeeding or something else?
Yeah, good. Good. Yeah, I think mostly what I mean is this. Yeah, she's saying that she doesn't really understand what the crash is about, like what I mean with the crash. So, like what I mean is a little, like, little more like stronger way to say that we don't really know what will happen. That any agenda that we came with here, like, is meant to go, to move forwards, like is meant to dissolve or to be forgotten. And how we do that, how we are able to let any agenda to dissolve, is like finding this inner voice. Yeah.
So I'm thinking, like, my mind often plays tricks on me, and I know it's there in protection. On some level, it's trying to protect me, and based on like conditioned reactions, I'm staying, you know, trying to kind of get out. What am I trying to say? It's like, do you have suggestions how to dissect through the mind when the mind is really trying to speak to you, and you're like, is that my gut and my heart? Is that my truth, or is that this conditioned reaction? You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this happened. So like, because with the mind, what I feel is that if we feel the mind is playing trick, what we feel like doing is play trick back, no? Play trick to the mind. So then we have to be more tricky than the mind, no? So yes, I understand, like, it's uncomfortable to feel like being taken over, like messed up by this bzzz. But if we can again, like, bring the eyes in and feel this wider space, like, if we are able to feel this wider space, like, even the tricks of the mind have space there. Have space there, like, are allowed there. There is space for the mind to be the mind there. So I always think, like, that we speak about many things, but actually, like, in other words, would be like, we are able to be less involved in the mind like because we find something else that is better. And I feel this in the beginning is very, like, important. Like, usually we expect to find nothingness. And then nothingness is not there. Then we are full, no? But if instead of trying to empty the mind or shut the mind away, we we find another center of gravity, then all the rest is super easy, you know? Because I find, it's very simple in reality, like, because I find, now this watch is very important to me, because it's my watch, right? Plus, it's good, it's a nice watch. But, say, if you give me a better watch, automatically, I will be very happy to give this watch away, without any trauma. So in a way, it's very, very simple, no, this. So this giving space to find our own love, like is somehow like spending enough time there so that we are in love, you know? And when we are in love, I think we all know that, no? When we almost not remember, but when we are in love, you know, really, like time, you know, someone would need to push you out of this being with the lover, no? Because for you, like, no time had passed, but maybe the watch says like 2 hours had passed, so it's time to go home. So that's why it's so important. Like, I almost feel like it's no chance without this, like, coming in love. There is no chance to grow, like, for flower to grow.
Can't help it in a certain sense.
Yeah.
And by that I mean that I kind of became aware that awareness is happening all the time, whether we want it to or not. Mm-hmm. It's like sounds are coming in all the time, we can't resist them. The ego is churning out thoughts, and somebody cognizes them. We have body sensations, somebody is cognizing that. So and it's not up to us, really. Possible
answer. Yeah. So that was answer or?
A possible answer that could be given.
Yeah.
Of course, another one, very legitimate one, is that we like it.
Yeah.
We like doing it.
Yeah. But that's what I was pointing, no? That most important is that you find why I meditate, no? So everyone, no? And that every answer is legitimate, as you say, no? And many, many times, just like, for example, like, wish for peace could be like an answer much more honest and much more alive and real than like enlightenment, let's say, if we just take this word because we're supposed to use this word, you know. So that's why it's very important, like, it doesn't matter which word it is, big or small, but really, like, yeah, and to allow this also to keep changing, no? So that you don't really know where you will end up, no? But important is now, like, what brings me here in this moment. No? Yeah.
I read somewhere, and it makes sense to me. And that's, I think, why meditation is tricky or dangerous. Because this man said, I want to try meditation. He said, you can leave the meditation, but the meditation never leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of see his point.
Yeah.
Which is apropos what you were saying.
Ah. So they didn't hear, so maybe just.
I read somewhere this master said, you can leave the meditation, but the meditation never leaves you. And that was kind of, that thought came to me apropos of the man of effort in the research.
I have to, like, don't know the name in English, but I have to say that what I really wanted to speak today was like about the moon, because why not? But also because full moon, so. So, and that really is related to what is being said here. Like, also by them. So many mystics speak about being pregnant with the moon. As a way of expressing this turning, like this turning point between the feverishness, no, this, the fire that brings you into some kind of action. Within meditation practice, into like becoming pregnant with the moon. And if you see the moon, like the light of the moon is a very cooling light, no? It's not a fiery light. So this turning into just being pregnant. And we can say, in the pregnancy, like whatever needed to be done is done. Now there is nothing to do other than just like eating well, if you manage to keep things in, and just like dancing in that space in which you are not alone anymore. And letting this love for that being just like flower. But like there is really nothing in this doing. We could say waiting, we could say being with, we could say just bathing in this cooling light of the moon. And in that space of pregnancy, there is no, we could say there is no technique. And there is a space where meditation is. So like that which we were calling meditation, which was related to a technique, somewhere some doing was there. Like it also turns into just bathing on cool light. So this danger of becoming pregnant is also here. It's my duty to let you know. So letting the questions be there. And even like allowing ourselves to be in touch with the vibration of the questions. And if we can just be there with the question, with the longing, without having to jump like from the head to grasp an answer or to grasp the end of the story. Then like is a such a like fertile earth. And so unique, like the shape that this longing, that those questions like bring. That would be a shame to try to match any other experience. So we can just be like quiet for a couple of minutes.